This is Chet Huntley, Emphasis Comment. The Dominican Republic and South Vietnam. I'll be back with this commentary on People and the Times in a moment.
Okay, kids, your father's about to slice the meatloaf. Watch for those rich beef juices to come rushing out.
Oh, Joe, don't make such a production of it.
Why not? You used accent in this meatloaf, didn't you? That means it's going to taste pretty special, good and juicy the way a meatloaf ought to.
I know, but...
But what? Can't a guy compliment his wife's cooking in front of his own family? Okay, kids, hold your breath and pass your plates. A meatloaf made with accent is about to be served.
Seasoned with accent. A meatloaf is special, and so are the vegetables you serve with it. To bring out all the deep baked-in beef and spices flavor of meatloaf, just add 1 teaspoon of accent per pound of ground beef. Whether you're cooking for family or for guests, use the red package of accent for a wonderful world of flavor through seasoning.
This is Chet Huntley, Emphasis Comment. With any kind of luck at all, the Caribbean area may see the end of a particularly vile dictatorship and the beginnings of free government on the island where the Dominican Republic and Haiti exist side by side. The Trujillo dictatorship is gone, apparently for good. Now it remains to be seen what takes its place. By the way, the Trujillos followed the classic Latin American practice of other dictators like Perón, Pérez Jiménez, Batista, and others. They managed to get out of the Dominican Republic with most of the country's gold reserve. It should be sufficient to permit the Trujillo tribe to live in comfort for the rest of their days. The Dominican Republic has been an excellent example of the difficulty we encounter as we set out to establish some kind of order in this hemisphere, or as we attempt to determine the kind of government any nation is going to have. In South Vietnam, for example, the situation cries out for a new and more broadly based government. But we're reluctant to get involved in the messy business of forming governments. In the Dominican Republic, if we had actively intervened, it would have been the old Cuban fright all over again, bitterly resented by the other Latin American countries. No matter how disgraceful and even dangerous some of these governments may be, our Latin American neighbors don't want us to get in the habit of knocking down and setting up governments. In the case of the Dominican Republic, we had some assistance from the other Latin American countries through the Organization of American States, or OAS as it's called. The OAS, about a year ago, applied some economic sanctions to the Dominican Republic, and it hurt. It went a long way toward establishing the circumstances in which the Trujillos could eventually be knocked over. There is a kind of vacuum in the Dominican Republic at the moment, and Castro of Cuba is trying mightily to take advantage of it. Also in the wings are other authoritarian candidates, ready to come charging onto the stage astride a white horse, if true democratic processes show signs of bogging down. And the democratic processes will have some difficulty, for there is an absence of good climate for free government. There is no thriving middle class, and certainly there is no democratic tradition. So we shall have to watch it closely, play it very carefully, and refrain from interfering too nakedly. In South Vietnam, we may expect little or no help. The other Southeast Asian countries are reluctant to take any kind of action like that of the OAS. And there we are more actively and directly involved in South Vietnam than we were in the Dominican Republic. The risks involved when we begin tearing down and setting up governments are incredible, but the risk of losing South Vietnam altogether is accumulating as we continue trying to work with the present regime of Ngo Dinh Diem. Reports out of South Vietnam only today indicate that the regime is not going to take our recommendations for improvement in good style. But some changes will have to be made, else the communists will install permanent changes. Chet Huntley, NBC News.
If you want to give a lot of pleasure, yet don't want to spend a lot, the nicest gifts of all are Mogen David wine. Everybody likes these famous wines like Grandma used to make. There's Mogen David Rosé, Blackberry, and Cherry wine, and famous Mogen David Concord Grape wine, now beautifully gift-wrapped in gleaming foil. For holiday giving and living, get Mogen David wine soon. Mogen David American Concord, Blackberry and Cherry, specially sweetened. Mogen David Wine Corporation, Chicago.
This is Chet Huntley again, inviting you to join me every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on this NBC station for topical analysis and commentary on the vital issues confronting this country and the world today. Emphasis Comment.